Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. As we continue along looking at the Gospels, today I want to move forward a little bit, jump forward to John chapter 13 to talk to you about something that's very dear to my heart, and that's the love of God. The love of God is what drew me to Himself and what gets me going each and every day. I think is very, very so vitally important for us as believers is to know the love of God and to walk in the love of God. In fact, Jesus said or taught us in John chapter 13, verse 34, He says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." See, without love, all the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit are meaningless and worthless. In fact, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, he says, "Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal." Paul says that there are those who place a heavy emphasis on speaking in tongues, who look at the gift and as the primary evidence of the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If those same people don't have love, speaking in tongues is of no meaning. It's just a noise. It's like hitting a cymbal or a triangle. It's just a noise. It's not the proof. It's not the evidence of anything truly. It may be held up as the primary evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit, as so many churches do, but it doesn't give you the evidence truly of anything if there's no love. It's the same as a sounding brass, Paul tells us, and a tingling cymbals. It's just a noise. It's not a proof. All of our doctrinal orthodoxy and understanding of scriptures are of no value without love. It doesn't matter how much Hebrew, how much Greek, how much understanding of the scriptures. If we don't have love, we really don't have anything. Though I understand the great mysteries, like things like the mystery of the Godhead or the sovereignty of God or the responsibility of man, if I don't have love, they're worthless. If I just get in people's faces and working to make them to see and believe my side and my doctrine and the things I believe, and we spend so much time talking about I, if we don't have that beauty of love, truly what do we have? See, it's God's supreme desire for us that we experience His love. And then we share that love with one another. When Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you," and also love that we should love one another. When you think about it, that's a big order, isn't it? He then said, "He that hath this commandment keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Otherwise, I'm going to make myself known to him as we love one another. And that's in John 14, 21. Jesus said, "If a man says, I love God and hates his brother," or excuse me, John said this, if a man says, "I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" That's in 1 John 4, 20. That's a good question, isn't it? How dwelleth the love of God in him? Later on in 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. See, it really boils down to love. Jesus is saying, if you're going to be a reflection of me, if you're going to be my ambassador, if you're going to be out, you know, carrying my name or those who follow me, that being Christian, if we're not demonstrating love and caring from people, caring about people, then what are we doing? John speaks quite a bit about keeping God's commandment in his first epistle, 1 John. But what is the commandment that we've heard of him? It is that we should love one another. You know, loving one another is, you know, it's easy to say it, but sometimes it's difficult to do. And a lot of times the reason why it's difficult, because we just don't simply take time to listen and to understand or seek to understand the other person. We're so busy caught up in ourselves. We got the me syndrome. It's all about me, me, me. Hey, I understand you're talking, but let me tell you, I got something more important to tell you. May we learn to listen. May we learn just to care about people and really to love people. As we minister to a fellowship or a group, whether it's in a home study or a church of 10,000 people, we need to make sure to make certain that one of our major themes is love. The love needs to be demonstrated by our actions, our attitudes, and our life. Everybody that we come in contact, see the love of Christ manifest in us. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, he says, "Be thou an example of the believers in word," in word, "in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So that's that constantly seek to be understanding and not only to be understanding to other individuals, but to be compassionate, seeing people in and through the compassion of Jesus Christ. Throughout the Gospels, one of the things I found was interesting, how Jesus was always moved with compassion. He cared about people. Do you care about people? Are you reaching out to them? The one way that you can do that, and you can understand, is you yourself, if you realize and you spend time with Jesus, how much he cares about you. And then you turn around and then become that conduit of God's love and God's compassion that he extends to you, then you can extend it to the people that you come in contact with. And let me tell you, as you do that, now you're demonstrating love. You're experiencing love. And it's so precious when we do that. I found that the key to compassion is truly understanding. Ezekiel once said in Ezekiel 3:15, "I sat where they sat." Otherwise, they're in trouble. Their lives are messed up. Well, I've sat in that chair before. How about you? And as we understand where people are, and we able to see that they're going through pain, maybe through a sickness, a lost job, a loss of a spouse. You know, a lot of times when people lose a child or lose a spouse, they don't ever get over it. They struggle with it for years and years and years. And sometimes the things that they're acting out is the pain that they're still feeling within their own lives. May God help us to have compassion for each other. I believe that a very good thing for us to do, at least in your mind, is put yourself in the other man's shoes. Put yourself in his situations. Sit where he's sitting. See it from his side. We're always seeing things from our side, but try to look at it from his side. I think it's so important for us to do. Jesus said unto his disciples, how do you like this, in John 15:16? He says, "You didn't choose me," or "you haven't chosen me. I chose you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." See, let's make sure we understand what he's talking about. He says he's called to us. He's called you as a believer and myself that our life should bring forth fruit. But what fruit is he talking about? Well, the Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is what? You know it. The fruit of the Spirit is love. He's chosen you to bring forth this fruit. In John 13:35, right after he's told his disciples to love one another even as he has loved us, he goes on to say, "Herein is my Father glorified, Here is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love. John 15:8-9. So we can really experience, we can know the supreme love of God as we in turn love one another, care for one another. I pray that whoever's listening to this today, that we would seek to grow in this love. We will seek to extend the love of God to everybody, to anybody that we come in contact this day. And we'd be the richer for it. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.